This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. My throat is a bit sore, so I apologize for the low voice. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we will do one of the most important characteristics of the piety of the heart. And that is the characteristic of mahabba, of love. Some have called mahabba the queen of all other emotions of the heart. It is the primary motivational factor that should drive you to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Love of Allah and love of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love of those whom Allah loves should be the primary motivational factor that is pushing us forward in our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the believers in the Quran, and Allah describes the highest of the high. Allah describes the elite by saying what? Allah says, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. Whoever wants to turn away from the religion, Allah doesn't care. Allah will bring a new generation. What is the characteristic of that generation? يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. They shall love Allah and Allah shall love them. This is how Allah describes the elite, the highest of the high. They shall love Allah and Allah shall love them. And Allah says with regards to the believers, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have iman, their love for Allah is more than the love of the pagans for their false gods. There is no comparison. The believers love Allah with more love than any other false religion. The love that the mu'min has for Allah cannot be compared with any other love. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would regularly make dua to Allah. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O Allah, I ask for your love. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. And the love of those who love you. Wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. And the love of good deeds that allows me to come close to your love. So notice this comprehensive dua. O Allah, I want your love. I want your love in my heart and I want you to love me, because it's a two-way street. When you love Allah, Allah will love you. When Allah loves you, you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask you for that love. Ya, the Prophet is saying, I want that love from you, O Allah. And I want the love of those whom you love. So once again, I want to love those whom you love. And those whom you love, I want them to love me. Always it's a two-way street. The malaika, the salihun, the awliya, the anbiya, I want them to love me. And I want to love them as well. And I want to love good deeds that will bring me close to your love. I want to love doing those good deeds. Therefore, a sign of iman is you enjoy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love the good deeds that bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The concept of love or muhabba, so much beautiful flowery language is mentioned by, you know, our mystical saints and those that have gone before us. Some of this language is, you know, interesting, we can say, yani, and sometimes it borders on perhaps not the best language to use, but khair, we find it in their treatises. So for example, some have said that the love of Allah means that you empty your own existence such that you forget you exist and it is only Allah who exists. You know, it gets into this level of sometimes a little bit too mystical, but khair, the concept of love is something that cannot be denied. Junaid, the famous ascetic, was asked, what is the love of Allah? He said, the love of Allah is you forget about yourself and you only are obsessed with pleasing Him. Your own ego, your own nafs becomes nothing. Your own wujud almost becomes nothing. And you're only obsessed with pleasing Him. Such that, he said, when you move for the sake of Allah. When you stop, you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you speak on behalf of Allah. And when you're silent, you're still thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, you're always constantly in the notion of wanting to have that mahabba with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how does one attain this mahabba? How does one achieve this love of Allah? A number of things. Number one, explicitly mentioned in the hadith, Hadith Qudsi, Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah says, My servant continues to draw close to me with the obligatory deeds. And then, after the obligatory, مَا زَالَ عَبْدِ يُقَرِّبُنِ إِلَيْهِ بِالنَّوَافِلِ He's going to continue to draw close to me with the nawafil. حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ Until I shall love him. Explicit. You want Allah to love you? The fara'id and the nawafil. Explicit. You want Allah to love you? You must increase. The fara'id is there. Nawafil. Every single nafil, every single chapter of ibadah, the salah, the dhikr, the Quran, the sadaqah, the siyam, you keep on doing the nafil until Allah says, Uhibbahu, I shall love him. And when I love him, what happens to the awliya of Allah? I become the eyes with which he sees, and I become the ears with which he hears, and I become the hand with which he reaches out, and I become the feet with which he walks with. Meaning, his entire life becomes the worship of Allah. So, number one mechanism of attaining Allah's mahabba, the fara'id and then the nawafil. Number two mechanism of attaining mahabba, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ You want to love Allah? Follow me, Allah will love you. Very explicit in the Quran. How does one attain Allah's mahabba? Following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his sunnah. So the second mechanism of attaining Allah's mahabba, to study the sunnah, to study the seerah, and to then follow and implement the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third mechanism of attaining Allah's mahabba is the frequent recitation of the Quran and the constant dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no mahabba of Allah without constant dhikr. Dhikr is the backbone. Dhikr is one of the main mechanisms of attaining the mahabba of Allah, and the Quran is the ultimate dhikr. The fourth mechanism of attaining Allah's mahabba is to study the names and attributes of Allah, because when you don't know who is Allah, how will you love Allah? So studying Allah's names and attributes, having a relationship with these names and attributes, using the names and attributes in your du'as, Ghafoor, Ghaffar, Rahman, Rahim, Tawwab, Malik, Quddus, know these names, understand these names, and your love of Allah will increase. Five? The fifth way of increasing your mahabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to spend quality time with Allah. How can you spend quality time with Allah? Ibn al-Qayyim says, one of the strongest ways of showing your love to Allah is by secluding yourself and having private conversations with him when he has told you to have those conversations, meaning tahajjud and qiyamul layl. One of the mechanisms of increasing your mahabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to cut yourself off from society in the middle of the night. We talked about this a few days ago, the concept of al-khalwa with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you open up your heart to Allah, and you pray tahajjud, and you read Quran. This is one of the ways you're going to increase your mahabba. Number five. Number six, when it comes to mahabba, very explicit in the hadith as well, to love those whom Allah loves, and to want to be with those whom Allah loves. So, a sign of loving Allah is to love the salihin and awliya of Allah. Who do you enjoy their company? Who do you really want to be with? That's a sign of your own heart. If you like to be with people of no iman, people who are backbiting, people who are gambling, what does that show about you? Whereas, if you love to be with the righteous, even if you're not righteous, but you love to be with them, what does that show? And that's why our Prophet ﷺ said to Anas ibn Malik, you shall be with the one whom you love. You shall be with the one whom you love. So, of the ways to achieve Allah's mahabba is to love those whom Allah loves. And that is the awliya and the salihin. That is the righteous people, the people of khair and ilm, the people of taqwa. Love them, be in their company. And the final point we'll mention, inshallah, of the ways to increase and to guarantee the mahabba of Allah, study those verses in the Quran in which Allah tells you the characteristics of those whom He loves. Wallahu yuhibbul muttaqeen, wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, wallahu yuhibbul sabireen, wallahu yuhibbul tawabeen, wahibbul mutatahireen. Read those verses that Allah is saying, I love these people. And the verses where Allah says, I don't love these people. Wallahu la yuhibbu al-fasad. La yuhibbu Allahu dhalim. Allah doesn't love the zalim. Notice, read these verses and then implement them in your life. Very simple way. Allah has told you a list of people He loves. Read that list. Read the Quran. Memorize that list. Implement it in your life. And Allah has told you a list of people He does not love. Make sure that is not a part of your life. And the final point we'll mention, inshaAllah, we mentioned it already. Make dua to Allah, as the Prophet ﷺ said. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuni ila hubbik. Memorize this dua. Oh Allah, I ask your love and the love of those whom you love and the love of deeds that brings me to your love. All of these are ways that inshaAllah we will increase our love for Allah, and we'll continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى